This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's almost 80 degrees here. We have some friends calling in and texting us from Minnesota today, and they are showing us that it is now not Minnesota, but Minnesota. And it is snowing like mad there. It looks like a winter wonderland, but again, we're in a good place right now. We just got back from doing an interview with White House correspondent Dr. June Knight. And, folks, I got to just tell you, I think we got a newfound friend in ministry in a big way. She's just great stuff. So is her son, Brock. And she's just willing to stand up and tell the American people what they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. And that's exactly what she's doing. As a matter of fact, she's a White House correspondent. And what she does, friends, is she goes on her television program, and she basically shares with the people privileged information that's given to her before it gets to the American people. And so it's not like she's putting words into the mouth of the administration. No, she's simply showing you what's going on behind closed doors by showing you the bills that are being proposed that are being basically covered up by the mainstream media. So she's giving it to you firsthand. But again, she's willing to stand up and tell you the truth, and we were glad, we were honored to be a part of her show yesterday. We knocked it out of the park. Matter of fact, I got on the scroll right now, friends that are over on YouTube. If you want to just go down just on the left side, you'll see the article I just wrote this morning. They say that lightning never strikes twice. Not true. Bradley Dean and White House correspondent Dr. June Knight, we knocked it out of the park again by the Holy Ghost to the glory of Christ in so many different ways. But we just got done doing that, and on Thursday we're going to be with former ambassador from the United Nations, Alan Keyes, also former presidential contender. In 2004, if you remember right, he was the guy that spanked Barack Hussein Obama, shaming him to no end. And obviously those that don't know the difference, they don't know what shame is, but we all understand because we do understand what shame is. And boy, what a shameless individual, unabashed, homosexual, foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama is. But again, we're highlighting the fact that we're going to be with Alan Keyes, who spanked him that day. Youth talk, by the way. And we're going to be knocking it out of the park over there, hopefully by the Holy Ghost. With television, we'll be on national television on Roku, actually international television with him again. And if, for those that don't know who Alan Keyes is, folks, you got to just understand he is a giant intellect. He is a giant intellect in Christendom. In the conservative world, and I'm talking about the real conservative world. So we are more than honored to be a part of that as well. Now, for those that have been listening over the last week and a half, you know all the well that we left Minnesota when it was Minnesota last week, a week and a half ago, and then we went into Michigan, did a church there, which was great. Turned out great. We have a new friend there, Rach, who took the responsibility to get a couple hundred people together, and we got together with them, and we preached the message, regardless of what tyranny in action is speaking out against the people in so many different ways. We're having church because we know that God is on our side, and we also know that the law is on our side, and we're not going to stop doing that because some dictatorial tyrant wants to tell us what he thinks is best. when we know all the well that he's not telling us the truth. And we already knew that anyways, because John 8:44 tells us that there's no truth in these people. So does Ephesians 4:14, but we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Now, folks, what I want to talk about, just for the record, is where to put on the chains of the tyrants to win the people to freedom. I got a story to tell you concerning the conversation I had yesterday going to the state of Tennessee to get where we're at today in Pigeon Forge. It's unthinkable. It's unbelievable. But it makes sense as to why America is in trouble today. Look at the professed church today, friends. Me and my wife were just talking about it this morning. If you look at the generation that is in power today, it's the hippie generation, the baby boomers, forgive me, those that were born of the greatest generation. Just to prove the point, during World War II, we were told that there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. Well, their children are now the ones that are sitting incumbent in government. They are the ones that are sitting in the pulpits, and friends, to be quite frank with you, many of them have no business being there whatsoever. We've been warned about them, but that's exactly what the younger generation now has to deal with, is throwing off that generation lawfully, because, again, we prefer reformation here, not revolution. But you want to talk about a hippie generation, a free love generation, a false grace generation. Those are the people that are sitting incumbent, and again, they are in the pulpits today, and they must be lawfully dealt with. And the only way to do that is to give you the Word of God and the Constitution, and that's exactly what we do here. Now, before we get over to our topic, friends, I want to also point the finger over at sonsoflibertyradio.com and show you the fruit in our basket. Again, we are the ministry not begging for anything. We're just looking for opportunity. So therefore, if we're begging for anything, it's the opportunity to get to the people, because that's what we're going to answer for, Luke 19:10. Jesus said in Matthew 4:17, follow me and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. Well, that's what's in our heart as well, friends. And we believe the report of the Lord, Isaiah 53, and we are doing all that we can do and believing for the results. But if you would like to have us a part of an event in your town, in your city, whatever the case might be, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and it will show you exactly what we've done and what it is that we're doing even today. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. If you'd like to go over to 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to the right side of the page, jump onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. We have faithful friends over there, friends that know their business. They know what they're talking about. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go to the front page of BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. John 14:6. I wanted to kind of share this real quickly with our listeners as well. And I'll get to the point that I want to make real quickly after this hard break. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, friends. Just paying attention to a lot of the top chat conversation going on right now, and people are saying that they're running into no mask, no service. I've been in Minnesota just this last week and a half, Wisconsin. I've been into Indiana, Michigan, not in this order. I've been in Kentucky, I've been in Georgia, and now again I'm in Tennessee. I've not seen one of those signs. If you're seeing signs that say no mask, no, they're not going to serve you, well, that's the stupidest business plan I have ever heard of in my life, friends. To attack your customers rather than to deal with corruption in government, I think it tells you their prerogative, and it tells you their objective. They're going along to get along rather than doing the right thing. They're attacking the wrong people because they don't want to take responsibility. My thoughts, find somewhere else to go. Don't give them your business anymore, because sooner or later they're going to be out of business. You don't attack your customers. Again, you don't attack your customers, and this is exactly what they're doing, friends. So, again, those are my thoughts. I wanted to hit on something really quick before we hit the main topic here, at least topics, concerning what matters today. Again, we need to understand, like the sons of Issachar knew the times. Friends, we need to know the culture. We need to know the times as to how to apply the Word of God, because the Word of God endures forever. But not only that, friends, but the seed of the righteous is forever. Yep, okay, good, that's all great, but we need to know the word for our times, again, because it applies to every single generation. And the Bible tells us, friends, that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Be encouraged, okay? Just this last week, right when we got out on the road, we're filing a lawsuit against Facebook for many transgressions and violations. And with that said, just this last week, right when I left, we got out onto the road, and sure enough, they pulled my page for 30 days for absolutely no reason given. They are, again, doing this across the boards right now. It's interesting because during the break, what did we hear? We heard the people say, you know what, the people don't feel safe. They don't feel that they can trust the government because they're not getting the proper information. Wait a second. It's corruption in government, hand in glove with big tech companies that are expunging, that are censoring, that are suppressing your free speech. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands of doctors, not just in America, but on a global basis, that are telling you what the government's telling you about this virus is a perpetuated fraud. It's not true. So maybe this will help you understand as to why you feel that you're not getting the right information. Well, I just told you they went and shut down my page for another 30 days. YouTube shut me down for 2 weeks for Tim Brown's Sons of Liberty morning show, starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, for simply showing you what's going on over in the U.K. with hundreds of thousands of the citizens rising up against their government who desires to go ahead and create a second wave of this created pandemic. And they're not putting up with it, friends. But again, big tech companies are expunging or censoring that information. They don't want you to have an alternative message, friends. They don't want you to have the truth. I've shared with you, friends, how the President of the United States of America, he's the poster boy for vaccinations. He is the man. He's the one talking about the vaccinations are almost here. When nobody's asking for the vaccinations, people still want clarity concerning the narrative. Well, guess what? The government can't give you. They can't give you what they ain't got. And I'll tell you what they ain't got, friends, and that's the truth. This is why they lie to you 24/7. Read John 8:44. Read none other than Ephesians 14, friends. They're censoring. They're omitting information. And while I'm telling you that, friends, I just wanted to let you know we've been censored again. I get emails and texts all day long. Bradley, I can't find you. You used to be over here. I'm not seeing you on the feeds. What's going on? Well, I can tell you right now it's not us. I can also tell you that many of my friends online, namely on Top Chat or on Facebook, you're asking, are you deleting our messages? Absolutely not. We're not deleting your messages, friends. There must be a grain of truth in what you're saying for them to want to delete it. But just for the record, we're not the one doing that. Let me bring this right into another segue for you, okay, friends? When I was on June 9th's show yesterday, people were asking the question, this ministry, both Bradley, myself, and Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Morning Show, have provoked the American people to begin to ask the question, is there not more presidential options than just Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Remember how I was just sharing with you how they want to drive the narrative? Well, guess what, friends? Nobody drives that narrative more than today's conservatives. Nobody drives that narrative, friends, than today's conservatives and the professed church, just for the record. And I want to show you that the Bible is clear that many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Lord, Lord, did we not do this in your name? Raise the dead, heal the sick, so on and so forth. In other words, they call themselves Christians, and the Lord's going to look at them and say, you know what? He's going to turn and look at them, and he's going to say, I never knew you. You're the workers of iniquity. Now, the Bible says let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, lawlessness. And the Bible tells us that those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. This is what's happening today in America. They're praising the wicked. Why? Because they have forgotten God's government, and they've taken on man's. Read Isaiah 30. Also read Proverbs 28, verse 4 when you get a moment. But the Bible says those that keep the law contend with such, and it's exactly what we're doing here. So saying all that to say this, friends, there's 1,156 other candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. For all of those that want to know why it is that you're only hearing about Donald Trump and Joe Biden, because that's all they want you to hear about. That's all they want you to know about, friends, is Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Why? Because they're both players and they're both clowns in the circus of politics. If you go to Top Chat on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or beforeitsnews.com, go to the feed and you will see the article right on the left there. I highlighted that for you. Click onto it and it will bring you directly to the website with all the other options that you're not being told about. Folks, we're in dangerous times. There's no question about it. We're in dangerous times. Segueing into this, friends, A law repugnant to the Constitution is void in court, as well as other departments are bound by that instrument. They by the Constitution. Yesterday, during that conversation, that interview that I had with Dr. June Knight, it came up about Donald Trump's executive order. Let me just say it this way. Anybody that represents we the people, executive orders must be congruent with the U.S. Constitution. Okay? And I'm going to bring it to what we're going to be talking about today. An executive order must be congruent to the U.S. Constitution. Executive orders, friends, don't go outside of their scope of authority. Many people believe that because they say executive order, they can do whatever they want. They create policy and then they call it the law. You can't do that in this government. Because again, we never delegated that authority to them. An executive order is there to strengthen the executive to do what? You ready for this? An executive order is there congruent with the U.S. Constitution to strengthen the ministers, okay, to enforce the laws found in Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. What are you taught to believe that an executive order is? Well, an executive order is whatever says the president, no. Whatever says the governor, no. Talking old English right now, no. Again, it must be, friends, congruent to the U.S. Constitution. And again, executive orders are there to strengthen the executive to enforce the laws in the Constitution. You know, I want to say it this way. Many people talk about equality, right? What they fail to bring reference to is God's moral law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Equality is found under the law, not outside of the law. Let me say it this way. Executive orders are found within the Constitution to strengthen the executive to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, not to make them null and void in the sense of creating that which is foreign to the Constitution. Just wanted to make that clear. Now, I'm saying that for this. We all know the federal judges in the United States of America already said there's no pandemic. And we had the one in North Carolina tell us there's no pandemic exception to the Constitution. The one in Pennsylvania told us that it was a clear violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. When you take the time to read the Bill of Rights, namely the 14th Amendment, friends, this guy couldn't be more right on than he was. And boy, oh boy, is this guy doing his job. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the command, other people. I'm going to come right back to this, friends. We're going line upon line, precept upon precept. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Big tech should have to explain itself. That's what Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is saying about wanting the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee over their company's censoring of a New York Post article on Hunter Biden's business deals. He tells Fox News that their actions jeopardize the First Amendment.
When the Post puts out this story about Hunter Biden and Twitter and Facebook won't take it, just think of the number of people in the United States, millions and millions of people that are denying their source of news.
Researchers in the UK are set to begin a controversial experiment they hope will speed up development of a coronavirus vaccine. Imperial College London says it will infect healthy volunteers with the virus in order to study treatments for the disease. Researchers say that while the study is risky, they hope they'll be able to get data they can use to craft a vaccine faster than in a normal study. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is pushing back against the decision to mute candidates' mics during Thursday's presidential debate. Speaking with Fox News, Trump called the rule crazy and said it's not the first time the Commission on Presidential Debates has messed with his microphone.
This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time. And they actually had to write me a letter of apology. And they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission.
And the First Lady is canceling plans to be at a rally Tuesday, citing lingering effects from COVID-19. Melania Trump was scheduled to join the president tonight when he held a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, the first campaign event she'd appeared at in more than a year. But her office says that she'll stay at the White House out of an abundance of caution due to a lingering cough. The president and First Lady tested positive for coronavirus earlier this month, with the president spending 3 days in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, friends, to kind of take you through what's going on here in the United States of America. It's interesting how during the break, again, just shooting from the hip here, how Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden were just called up for treason over the last how many months? And now for some reason or another, he's accepted as a legitimate presidential candidate. Give me a break, folks. Give me a break. And isn't it interesting how when it's information on these people for their crimes, when they're blocked, all of a sudden there's supposed to be a congressional hearing. Folks, these are clowns. They're actors in the circus of politics. And you can rest assured, friends, as they're going back and forth calling each other out for their crimes, the left and the right and the left, which are both wrong, it's interesting to note how the people, the American people in this country, will just settle for the fact that it will just go away when they don't need the smoke and mirrors anymore or the distraction anymore. Folks, they're not going to bring justice to each other. That's why you must lawfully respond to what's going on here. Read Psalm 94:16, friends. The Lord is looking for those that will stand up against the workers of iniquity. And let me remind you in the natural, what Abraham Lincoln said, we're not called to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Folks, you're being robbed. You're being raped. You're being lied to by these people that continuously put this show on for you 24/7. You're going to have to take responsibility. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. Was just talking about right during the last break how the federal judge says there's no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Folks, the U.S. Constitution doesn't just all of a sudden allow corrupt politicians to usurp their authority. and to begin to aggrandize power unto themselves, friends. That's tyranny. But that's what's happening. I want to say it again. There is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then let me ask you a question. Then why are some Americans going along with it? Why? To your own demise. I was just talking about the, in Pennsylvania, the federal judge that stood up and made reference to the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. He's exactly right. He said what the governor was doing in that state was completely illegal. I'll get to that in a moment. But when you read the 14th Amendment, friends, of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? The enumeration in the Constitution, that which is found within, friends, of certain rights that God has given us, shall not be construed or to deny or disparage others retained by the people. When you read the 10th Amendment, friends, what does the 10th Amendment tell us? It tells us the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. In other words, when they act outside of their constitutional authorities, again, delegated by we the people, it's the job of the American people to deal with them, Article 2, Section 4. But the power is not given unto them, delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Again, let me remind you, What it says at the very beginning of the Bill of Rights, friends, okay? A bit of a preamble, a preface to tell you why it was written concerning the Bill of Rights because of the thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. This is what it says in the Bill of Rights, okay? In order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that's what we're seeing today, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. And as extending the ground of public confidence in the governor or government, this is what they just asked during the break, will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. These were supposed to safeguard the laws found in the Constitution. That's what the Bill of Rights was for, friends, to put another nail in the coffin to corruption. Because, again, what I want people to understand in the United States here is the federal government is the creature of the state. Not the federal government didn't create the state. The states created the federal government. And also keep in mind, friends, it's a limited government. A limited government. Now you have the president talking about the vaccinations are almost here. We got a million-man army. Whoa. Did anybody catch that? We got a million-man army. Hey, all you sick people, I know you're not really sick, but I'm trying to convince you, along with the other Trump politicians, governors and mayors throughout our union, along with the mainstream media, we're trying to convince you that you're sick, and we're trying to convince you of a virus that we can't explain, but we want to tell you the good news is we're going to ride roughshod over the top of you because we can't prove the narrative, but we want to let you know that we're going to use the military to make sure that you get a vaccination. Why would the president have to say a million-man army, friends? People that are sick don't need to be told that they need to get healthy. They know where to go. And it's not the government. It's not the government. Is anybody paying attention to this? Yesterday when I was talking to Dr. June Knight during that interview, it was interesting to note when that came up. I said, you can guarantee it. I can guarantee it. And I said, I have a gut feeling that when that happens, friends, if it comes to that, if you don't put a stop to this now, Americans, what's going to happen? That million-man army, they're going to be foreigners. Because our military will not do it unto their own people. Because our military are our grandpas, our dads, our uncles, our brothers, our friends. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on with the United Nations rolling in to America? Okay. Again, I want to remind you, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, that's where you are at. You are not under the blessing of the Lord anymore, friends. And I'm not talking about Christians. The Bible is clear when the Lord says, tell the wicked woe unto them, but he said, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. It is well with our souls, regardless of what we have to face. You are under the judgments of God for the very reason that 330 million people allow these clowns to destroy not only their country, but their posterity. These are the same people responsible for the murder of 60 million babies. And they're also, they're out there looking out for you, huh America? And let me reiterate the point as to how I took the time 2 weeks ago in Minneapolis, or Minnesota, I'm sorry, when we were back at the studio, how I played audio from a deposition of a doctor and how I played audio from an RN confronting her city council as to what's inside of those vaccinations. You know, it's interesting. The Bible is clear when it says the life is in the blood. What does Bill Gates? What does Anthony Fauci? What is Big Pharma? What is this administration? What do they want to do? They want to get in there in the blood. Why do they want to get to the blood? And why do they want to use murdered babies and their baby parts as ingredients and their DNA to inject into your body? It shows you how sick of a mind these people have, friends. They are some sick-minded devils. And if not for you to wait for them to come to your front door to tell you that they're going to drive a needle in your arm through the force of the military. It's for the American people in the 330 million ratio to stand up and lawfully take back what belongs to them in the first place. Don't tell me about how we're not under the Constitution anymore. If that's the case, that fault lies at your door, not theirs. They're only going to do whatever you let them get away with. The fact of the matter is, friends, you are the strength of the Constitution, and regardless of what they say or what they want you to believe, I'm hearing about, well, it's a corporation now, and I'm hearing about Noah laws, and I'm hearing about the Noah side laws and the Talmud and all this other stuff. Really, we're there because you haven't held on to the Constitution, because you haven't been the strength of the Constitution. That's why we're in trouble, because the church has not kept the commandments of God in keeping his law, enforcing his law under judgment, establishing righteousness and peace within the gate. That's why we're in trouble. Okay, good. We know what the problem is. But here's the point, friends. Until the American people take responsibility on an individual basis before God, nothing's going to change. You have violated his law 1,000 different ways. Read Exodus 20. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Galatians 3:24. Read 19:7, the book of Psalms. We have violated his law. D.L. Moody rightly said it. The law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Going on to the next point. I've shared with you in the past, as a matter of fact, I wrote on September 23rd, of 2020, South Dakota governor said, I don't have the authority to lock down the state. Well, she's acknowledging she does not have the constitutional authority to force you to wear a mask. She's telling you, along with 8 other governors, that they do not have the constitutional authority to shut down your businesses. So why are you going along with it? Why are you going along with it? Hey, folks, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Here comes the biblical illiteracy. Here comes the constitutional illiteracy. I say that out of love, out of sincerity, not out of hate. Nor am I trying to condemn anybody. I'm simply trying to get people back to the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get people to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm trying to get people to understand that it was the first prerequisite in knowing the doctrine Jesus said in John 7:17. Folks, if you can't help yourself, no one's going to do it for you. I mean, didn't we all learn this when we were little kids? God helps those that help themselves. He really does. And then some, no question about it. But when you have the knowledge of truth and you refuse it, how do you expect God to show mercy to you and your nation? Get what I'm saying? We're going to get back to the topic because I'm going to pull you over to a conversation I had on the way through Tennessee about a local pastor. Folks, it's just when you thought or think that it can't get any worse, oh, it did. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, friends. I got one more segment here, and I'd like to get something out of the way here, which is our main topic. Folks, the American church today, again, the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda, the greatest advocate to Muslim infiltration, illegals coming into America, the greatest advocate to the gay agenda, to that of the abortion industry, they speak again. Again, keep in mind who's in place right now, these hirelings in the pulpit. Read John 10:12. They're worthless. They're good for nothing. Worse than good for nothing, friends. They're poison. They're heretical. They preach heresy on so many fronts. The Bible calls them whores and harlots. And I want to tell you what, friends, when you stay in the Word of God, this is not hard to find. It really isn't. It's right in front of your face. But I want to give you this real quick because recently, while driving into Tennessee to me, or just yesterday, I'm sorry, to minister, I was on the phone with a friend of mine who was sharing with me a bit of the message that he had received this last week from a local minister. I want to say this real clear. Pastors, friends, scripturally are not to lead the church. Pastors only brought up one time in the New Testament. That's found in Ephesians 4:11. Who's supposed to lead the church? The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. What don't you hear about anymore? The apostle and the prophet. Why is the church stagnant? Why is it going backwards? Because the apostle and the prophet and the teacher are not working together under the power of the Holy Ghost to go forward. You have a pastor that's leading from the back, that's playing every office that he's not appointed to play. That's why you're in trouble. Just wanted to make clear, holding to scripture, okay? So, again, had a conversation with a friend going in through Tennessee to the point as to where we're at now, and he was telling me about a local minister who shared a message. What did he share? Well, he shared that with his congregation why he wears a mask. This is what this pastor said. He wears a mask lest he should offend the weak ones in the church. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Whoa. He wears a mask in his church lest he should offend one of the weak ones in the church. Whoa. Well, we got one guy here at least that believes what the mainstream media says, right? He's one of the 6% that do. He's also one of the guys that believes what 89% of the American people don't believe concerning their trust in Congress. But this pastor does. Well, keep in mind, you're also dealing with the church that submits to corruption rather than to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just for the record. But he shared with his congregation that he wears a mask lest he should offend one of the weak ones. Now, you heard me right, but I want you to think about this. He wears a mask concerning a virus that cannot be proven to ward off an invisible enemy, now we're told. Okay? What he's doing is resting. That means perverting judgment concerning the Word of God because he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. When you go to 1 Corinthians 8:9, this is what he took it from. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes, notice the word liberty, okay, he's free. Take careful attention, lest by any means this liberty of yours should become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Friends, I have to tell you that it's never ceased to amaze me, nor does it cease to amaze me, as to how backwards and upside down these self-proclaimed ministers of the modern-day gospel, they can be. Oh, my goodness. Read Isaiah 59. What is he talking about when wearing a mask lest he should offend? I want you to think about this. Do I take on the ways of a tyrant to show how men are to be made free in Christ? Did you hear what I said? Do I take on the ways of the tyrant to show men how they're to be made free in Christ? Read Amos 3:3 and John 8:32. Hey, friends, another question for you. Do I transgress God's moral law, not ceremonial, which has been done away in Christ? Do I transgress God's holy law by committing sin in order to show men how to live by grace, lest I should offend? Are you tracking with me? Let me say it this way. Do I act like the devil to lead the weak to Christ, lest I should offend? This is what this guy's saying. Hey, friends, do I become a criminal before God so that I do not offend the weak? That's blasphemy, isn't it? But that's what this pastor is telling his congregation. I wear a mask in agreement with the tyrant, but I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to show you how you're free in Christ. You have it completely backwards, upside down. Are you kidding me? What am I supposed to take the shackles back onto myself that Christ has broken off of me through the blood of Calvary, Revelations 1:5? That's what he's telling his people. You don't teach them how to be a slave to teach the weak how to become free. Jesus said that he's the way, the truth, and the life, not confusion, the lies, and death. Okay? Let me ask you another question. Do I lead the weak by being just like the weak? If we're to do that, which this pastor's teaching his congregation, wouldn't we all end up weak? Doesn't Jesus tell us in Matthew 15:14, let the blind be, because if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch? Well, unless we offend, that's what the end result is. Are we to lead from the back? According to this pastor, that's what we're supposed to do. We're all supposed to take on the propaganda and wear the mask so we don't offend someone that's weak in Christ. I have never heard anything so backwards in all of my life. You teach them the right way so they do the right thing. You don't do the wrong thing in teaching them the right thing. That doesn't work. If you teach them the wrong thing, the weak, guess what the weak are going to do? They're going to think it's okay for them to do it too. And instead of this pastor taking off his mask and leading the way and standing up against the tyrant for a perpetuated fraud, what is he doing? He's hiding behind the pulpit. He's hiding behind corruption because he doesn't want to offend anybody. Let me tell you something. If Jesus had a shirt on while he was incarnate in this earth, I say this with all due respect, Lord, his shirt would have said, I came to offend. He's the one that said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. I bring division. I bring variance. That's what truth does. Do we lead from the back? Do the uneducated biblical illiterates teach the rest of us because I might offend one of these weak ones if I don't comply with the weak ones? Really? Again, do I put on the chains of the tyrant to convert men to Christ? Whose gospel are they preaching? They're preaching the tyrant's gospel rather than the Lord's gospel. Because Christ broke off the chains that he means to put on the weak. That is completely backwards. Completely backwards. Folks, this is ridiculous. You know what this is? I want to tell you what this is during the last 2 minutes of this segment. It's another excuse for the church to remain in disobedience to the Word of God in an attempt to further justify the unjustifiable. Is it not? Yes, it is. Absolutely it is. You want to know why? Because they're afraid. Guess who goes to judgment first? Guess who goes to hell first, friends? Those that fear. What does the Bible tell us about fear? It's a snare of man. Why? Because they don't fear the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord makes the righteous bold as lions. The Word tells us in Proverbs 28, it also tells us that those that fear the Lord, strong is their confidence. Now they're lowering the standard. Well, it's a good thing that Jesus Christ is the standard and not these burnt hippies in the pulpits that we call hirelings according to Scripture. Folks, the law of truth is to be in the mouth of the church, Malachi 3:6. Does the Bible teach us that to the law and to the testimony if they speak not according to the word because there's no light in them in Isaiah 8:20? Yes, it does. Does the Bible teach us to submit to them that violate God's moral law? Absolutely nowhere in Scripture can you find that we are to do that. Romans 12:21. Does the Bible teach us to take heed, beware of the leaven of the hypocrites in the church and the hypocrites in government, Mark 8:15? Yes, it does. Does the Bible tell us that we are the salt of the earth? Yes, it does. And what if we lose that savor? Well, then we become good for nothing. We are then cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Hey, folks, we were warned time and time again by the Lord not to be deceived. And I want to tell you this in ending this broadcast today. The only one offended in this whole scenario is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning their disobedience. Because they're afraid to do what the Lord commanded them to do because they just got too much to lose. Well, let me tell you something, brother from another mother. You ain't taking it with you when you're gone here. The only thing you're going to do is face your judge. Prepare to meet your God. It's true. Because I, for one, am tired of you. A little leaving that, leaving it the whole lot. We love you by what we do, Talk Team 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.